This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind. We asked that question last hour, wasn't it, about exactly an hour ago from right now. What's On Your Mind? And we've been talking, other than our chat with the clerk for Judge Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee of Donald Trump, the entire time, about what, Todd? That hearing yesterday. It's the talk. It's what's on people's minds. And it was on mine yesterday. It remains on mine today, and I still can't sort it all out. I don't know what it all means, other than there is a swamp, that's real, and I'm glad Donald Trump is there, because not many people would be able to wrestle the swamp, and he is. He's doing it. He's taking it on. So you let us know what's on your mind. I also promised I would play you a new ad that is out. It's a television ad, but you can get the gist of it on the radio, of Donald Trump's comments at the rally for Congressman Kevin Cramer's bid to be in the United States Senate against Heidi Heitkamp. His words are now part of an ad. So we'll play that for you as well, and welcome your feedback on it. You like it, you don't, you tell us, okay? Bottom of the hour, Ryan Rauschenberger will be here. I'm going to talk a little bit about the effort beginning October 1st to collect sales tax from anyone selling online for North Dakota sales, okay? So that begins on October 1st, new ruling there, and we'll talk with him about that coming up on the program. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Dittos. You know, when I was watching this thing a little bit yesterday, what really caught my eye was one congressman, I forget his name, but he said there was four documents that they were asking about a meeting with the Obama administration executive office, and was struck there. Did he know about it? And struck kept saying, no, he didn't. And I think really what's going on here is I think this goes all the way to the top to Obama.
Yeah, you know, there clearly are things we know Obama knew, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think these little FBI guys on their own decided that they're going to throw the Hillary email thing, and they're going to, you know, go after Trump and start a counterintelligence deal on their own. I they're just pawns. These are the guys that will probably end up going to jail, and the rest of them will get off. But I think you got to go all the way to the State Department, they say, under Obama, the Attorney General under Obama, and Obama himself. This is all being pulled from the top, and I think that's really where the investigation is going to end.
Interesting point, Henry. Thanks a bunch for the call. Sunshine. Shine a bright light on all of this. It's the best disinfectant. Try and get to the bottom of the whole thing, which is why hearings yesterday like that are very important. Even though, obviously, Peter Strzok knew what he was in for and had a line down, but let's get some sunshine in there. Let's see it all. Texter says, Scott, the left, along with some on the right, are too busy trying to pass things to thwart Trump instead of passing new laws, putting teeth into defying Congress. The left, I think, is in for a big whooping in this next election. They are so defiant. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550 is the number to call us. Or local 8-701-258-0550. Or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Or me, 701-367-2054. A Soviet Union-style labor gulag should be created specifically to incarcerate these deep state political swamp people like Strzok. Did you hear what he just said, Ton? He wants a gulag built for people who are part of the swamp. I want them treated just like any other criminal. I don't know that we want to start talking about. I don't think we want it. I can safely say we do not want to be talking about building gulags here in the U.S. These deep state inmates could be forced to pick rocks on a black summer North Dakota field in July with 90-plus heat, 90% humidity, and no shade. If deep state inmates die from heat stroke, no big deal. Coyotes and buzzards need to eat also. I would volunteer to be a guard at that labor gulag. The only weapon I would need to guard these deep state inmates would be a horsewhip and maybe a pitchfork. Do you think this person is serious about these suggestions, Don? Or trying to do a little tongue-in-cheek? What do you think? I don't like Peter Strzok.
It's all generating a lot of passion right about now, so could be, but yeah, it is. Sometimes you take a little harsher, you know, rhetoric. President Trump will sometimes take a harsher rhetoric than some other people might be, but it also gets the point across, doesn't it?
Well, he says if Hillary lock her up, for instance, right? That would be one that the people on the left freak out. But I've never heard him say, you know, hey, if you die from the heat, no big deal. The coyotes and buzzards can eat her. You know, I mean, it just is. It's
creating an image.
It's too much. All I would say is, think about being on the other side of this, and somebody having that. This is the United States of America. I don't like Peter Strzok. I don't like anything he did. He ought to be treated like any other criminal. Sadly, I think a lot of them get special treatment, but he ought not get special treatment, but I also don't think he deserves to die in the heat of a North Dakota summer day and be victim of the buzzards. Whew, let's rise it up a notch here. Let's just kick it up a notch or two, people.
Some people take the high road, some people don't.
Doc in Rockerville, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning. Great day. Yes, I was watching those hearings yesterday, and the senators were asking pointed questions, and Peter Strzok sat there with the smarmiest ninth grade, I did it, and I don't, and you can't prove a thing, Bart Simpson look on his face. And I thought, well, geez, you know, Peter Strzok's wife must be furious. So if you want justice, just wait until she takes his smarmy butt to court, takes his house, his boat, his life, his savings, his sport money, and leaves him with zero, and he'll be living in a car like so many homeless veterans. And Lisa Page, I'll bet her husband is real proud of her. And when he gets done writing the book and putting her in the poorhouse, then America will have justice. That's justice. Their own families are going to take them apart. So putting him out on the North Dakota desert ain't good enough. His wife is going to take him apart. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Minot. And well, it says Hillary. You don't think me? No, no, it can't be. Hillary, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. A little while back, there was a guy that called and said he was from Dickinson, I believe. He said he felt sorry about the Peter Strzok's look on his face, how he was a beaten down man. One thing about it, you don't get to be the head of the FBI. Those people are taught to look for how they lie and how to deceive people and act. It's all just an act is what it is.
So you think his whole beaten man thing, I didn't see beaten man yesterday. I didn't see what that caller from Dickinson saw. I saw someone who was defiant and smug and, you know, had a you know, smirk on his face the whole time. I didn't see that, but you're saying.
The same thing.
Yeah, you did. Okay. But you're saying that's all part of the training?
Yeah. If you look at his eyes during that so-called deposition, he did everything. And it was over exaggerated, you know, to make it look like he wasn't lying. So anybody that knows anything about how to tell when a person's lying or whatever facial expressions would see it and say, okay, he's not lying. But it was so overly exaggerated. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, it certainly was. I couldn't agree with you anymore. It drove me to distraction yesterday. I mean, it was like I could hardly even watch anymore, but it was just so irritating. But it's, folks, the good in this is, you know, this is part of the swamp being drained. Now, I want more to come of it. I want ultimately, you know, some resolution here, but it's the swamp being drained. That's the good thing. That's what's underway. Good insight, Hillary. Thank you. Dean sends an email. Will regular order Republicans like McConnell, Ryan, and our own John Hoeven have the stomach to follow up the chain of command to prosecute Clapper, Brennan, Rice, Jarrett, Clinton, and Obama? Are they planning on these hearings to be political theater that will fade away after a few weeks when the next sky is falling drama unfolds? What is the end game? What is the end game? Fair question, I think. No doubt about it. Another texter, what good are any of these findings if the Keebler elf, Jeff Sessions, won't come out of his tree and press charges?
The Keebler elf. Stellar.
Yeah, the Keebler elf combined with the tree reference kind of had me
yeah, that's good.
Lose my place here. Did he recuse himself from everything, or is Rosenstein the attorney general? I saw the president in a tweet made a little reference towards Jeff Sessions. All right. More of your questions, comments, next on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Should F himself. Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated and well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even talked about impeachment the day special counsel was appointed. That is prejudging guilt, it is prejudging punishment, and it is textbook book bias. We live in a 50-50 country, and we accept that. But we're a 100% country when it comes to having law enforcement that doesn't prejudge innocence before investigations are over and doesn't prejudge guilt and punishment before an investigation even begins. Agent Strzok had Hillary Clinton winning the White House before he finished investigating her. Agent Strzok had Donald Trump impeached before he even started investigating him. That is bias. Agent Strzok may not see it, but the rest of the country does, and it's not what we want, expect, or deserve from any law enforcement officer, much less the FBI.
Trey Gowdy, national treasure on these investigations and getting to the root of the, you know, well, he's talking about common sense, which everybody else understands. CJ's here from DAC Diesel, and back to your calls, 800-228-0550, to talk a little diesel repair today. What's on tap today, CJ?
Well, just busy at it again. Got a Cummins almost tore down, and a 7.3 Ford van that just trying to get an issue figured out on that, and lots of stuff going on. You know, I shouldn't even mention everything I got going on, but no, it's just, it's another busy day. It's one of these things that right now I wish I was able to, I should have your app downloaded so I can listen to this radio station all the time, because there's one person I love in Congress, it's Trey Gowdy, along with Kevin Cramer, so.
Yeah, that app, by the way, is a great way to go. It really is. It allows you to go wherever you're going. You got it right there in the pocket. So good move there.
Exactly.
Listen, whatever you need done, the leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles is our pal CJ at DAC Diesel. And you can call him for an appointment, 701-210-0888, 701-210-0888, or check him out online at DACDiesel.com. Have a great weekend, CJ.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Let's go to Grand Forks. Debbie is on the line. Debbie, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling about Peter Strzok as well, and I too had a hard time watching that with his smirk on his face, like, ah, ha, ha. But anyway, I just wanted to say, can anybody be fair and unbiased when they have all these text messages and all the things they said about Trump? And, like, one thing I was thinking, 74 personal emails in, what was it, 1 day or 2 days? We're not even allowed to have our phones at work, I mean, on our bodies. And then the other thing I was going to say is the Dems didn't even want to really talk about the investigation. Let's find the answers out. Let's get this thing out in the open. Let's get it over with and move on. Just like this investigation of Trump. There's nothing there, and they just want to prolong it and keep it going. You know, America needs to get past this, and we need to get move on with other things. But that's what I called about.
Appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate that very much. We're getting some feedback on our comment earlier. Todd, you have a call from somebody who thought we were too soft by pushing back against the caller that wanted the gulag and picking rocks for Peter Strzok. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You have that one ready?
No, I don't. I don't know what happened to it.
All right, you tell me when
I'll
that one's ready.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Here's a text saying, what a bunch of horrendous comments from people that call themselves Christians. Remember, Strzok has not been charged with a crime because there wasn't a crime committed. Be sure and review the Constitution while you're in church asking for forgiveness. I just love people who use that as a way to make a political argument. You call yourself a Christian. You be when you're in church asking for forgiveness. Why don't you? Oh, my gosh. You are every bit as over the top as you are accusing other people of being over the top. And by the way, I think the gulag text
I got the call.
Was over the top. But this caller didn't.
Yeah, I don't know if you know the Spoon Crew born here in Martin Post. I can say Ricky gets to beat him with a buzzer. So, I mean, the true blue North Coast are the nicest people you ever meet, but you cross them. Oh, yeah, they'll be here to buzzers and not lose any sleep over it. So I think you guys might be a little soft over there. You think, I know you guys are going for rarities and you guys got to watch what you're saying, stuff like that. Like, I'm surprised you put that on. But really, North Koreans are harder people than you think they are.
Going soft, Todd. You and I, we're going soft. Debbie from Grand Forks, who
we're North Dakota nice, evidently.
Evidently, yeah. I might want to go receive the accolades of this listener text. Debbie nailed it. Sick of this. Sick of this. I hear you, Larry Fargo. You're next. Go ahead. Larry, are you there? Larry? I think Larry's moving some furniture, and now he's got another call to make. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hi, good morning. My take on this is that with this whole incident, I mean, it's just so stomach-turning anyway, but with the whole incident, none of these people are gonna have to answer for their actions in anything other than the court of public opinion. And I think that all the rhetoric now you're hearing from the left is solely directed at their base. All they're caring about is getting reelected. They're not winning over anybody to their side by this rhetoric, so they're just trying to solidify it because they know they're in the wrong and they can't explain this away. They can't answer this. That's just my take on it.
A good one. Steve, thank you. Ryan and Minot, this is just a fascinating conversation, folks. I love it. Keep it coming.
Yeah, all I wanted to say, you just mentioned that comment about someone saying, oh, you know, this is how Christians act, and basically criticizing, saying, oh, Strzok hasn't been, guilty of anything. Well, that same thing goes for Trump, you know. This thing, this investigation or whatever's been going on for how long, and he hasn't been charged with anything, you know, and that guy's saying, oh, Strzok hasn't been charged with anything. Well, neither is Trump. You know, you don't see him defending Trump.
Hardly. Yeah, no, and don't you get sick of that? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
It's like you know, a kindergarten sandbox conversation. It's no, look, if you're a fan of Donald Trump, you're going to know Donald Trump is going to do things, you know, that at some point you have to say, hey, I wish he hadn't done that, right? And the
right.
Other side, but nobody's able to say that. And of course the left can point to nothing good that he's done, because they would just be, you know, they'd be out in that hot sun picking rocks as far as the Democrats were concerned, you know. But it wears you out. It's just crazy. Really funny.
Yeah, the double standard is just amazing. A double standard.
It is. Ryan, thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time. And glad you're listening. We love our listeners. So many calls today, I can't even get to the text. Well, I got to a few texts that made you mad, but not all of them. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having tea with the Queen next after meetings with British Prime Minister Theresa May earlier today at a joint news conference with May. The president said he's told Great Britain, whatever you do is okay with us when it comes to the nation's exit from the European Union.
She's going to make a decision as to what she's going to do.
And despite saying in a Thursday interview that May's so-called soft Brexit plan could put U.S.-UK trade in jeopardy, he says at the news conference,
the only thing I ask of Theresa is that we make sure we can trade, that we don't have any restrictions, because we want to trade with the UK, and the UK wants to trade with us. We're by far their biggest trading partner, and we have, you know, a tremendous opportunity to double, triple, quadruple that.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
This is John from Tarrington. First off, I'm a vet, and I was so, I can't even say what I felt, so angry is probably the nicest way to put it, when I heard that man stand up there and say Peter Strzok deserved a Purple Heart. yeah, okay, enough of that. One of the things that makes me laugh every single day, I watch TV, hear radio, on your station too, keep hearing the same about Heidi Camp, stronger than battery acid. And if you pay attention, it's done by Bob Corker, one of the biggest never-Trumpers there are. I mean, I really think that's a stupid thing to keep using that part of the commercial. What do you think? And Peter Strzok, man, that dude, he's an embarrassment. And that smug look on his face. Boy, hey, I had like 15 minutes with him. But thanks, Scott. Love your show. Bye.
John, three things. First of all, thank you for your service. Appreciate you listening, obviously, but I want to thank you for your service. And when you're a vet, let us know you're a vet, because we want to be able to give you a shout-out. Second of all, the Purple Heart comment, especially for someone who, you know, has served. And served alongside, no doubt, folks that were harmed, injured in the service of this country, would hear something like this and find it awfully offensive. I'm with you.
Mr. I don't know where to start. If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. This has been an attack on you in a way to attack Mr. Mueller and the investigation that is to get at Russia collusion involved in our election, which is what this committee should be.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. The guy is an FBI agent, high-ranking FBI agent. He has disgraced the institution with zillions of texts. Wally's part of an investigation that is now tainted because of it, and he deserves a Purple Heart, something we give those serving this country for their injuries? You can't make it up. The battery acid comment, you're right, that did come from Bob Corker, and that should be noted. one person, you know, and it gets morphed into all kinds. It's how politics works. I mean, I get that. There's a new ad out, and the person that Congressman Kevin Cramer is using to make the case for his candidacy is none other than Donald Trump. Todd's going to play that in a little bit. I got to skedaddle a few minutes early today, but Todd's going to play that coming up. We're going to chat with State Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger in a moment here on the What's On Your Mind after I tell you about my friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance. They were here yesterday for some safety talk, and today we have one of our safety training spotlights to tell you about. First aid training. They do that really well at the North Dakota Safety Council, and they have basic life support for healthcare and professional rescuers available now, because responders encounter a lot of challenges these days. Natural, man-made, disasters, infectious diseases, situations that require increased training to help you effectively and safely handle these emergencies. This is a four-hour basic life support course for healthcare and professional rescuers. You get real-world perspective, focus on immediate life-threatening situations, demonstrate how to respond quickly and effectively. And the North Dakota Safety Council uses the National Safety Council's curriculum. That meets the guidelines for CDC, OSHA, and NFPA as well. Next course is July 24th, next week in Bismarck. The registration is upon us. So go to ndsc.org, ndsc.org, right now. To sign up, okay? Last chance to do so, ndsc.org. There's other statewide locations and dates that are happening besides the next course in Bismarck on July 24th. So a lot of options for you to sign up. All right. Larry in Fargo has been trying to get in here on this hearing. Let me get to you, and then we'll go to our guests. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been involved with education systems for many, many years, and I see the arrogancy within the education system the leadership with the colleges and even the high schools. And I think we're seeing that same arrogance being portrayed out with Peter Strzok. And I really think that this is something that should be brought forward to the college students and to the high school students and put into a debate so that they can actually live through a real life event, understand why clauses in the Constitution are there, why the founding fathers resented how the king was treating them, and so put these clauses to give us freedom and protection. And so it should be a living event that should be debated across the state, because otherwise all we're doing is venting. We're not solving the future. We're just venting.
Interesting points, Larry. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Been a great discussion on this. A lot of different angles, really good ideas, things you don't hear on the cable news, coverage of this. I mean, I like Fox News, but do you ever notice it's just the same stuff over and over and over again? Everybody says the same thing. And we never get that here. We never get that from our listeners. So well-informed, so passionate about what they believe in, and, you know, with really thoughtful ways to solve these problems and you know, respond to the situation we have. I love it. Absolutely do. All right. Ryan Rauschenberger is here, and Ryan has some news he's going to share about the collection of sales tax beginning October 1st if you sell online. I guess it's referred to as a remote seller. In other words, you're selling something into North Dakota from somewhere else. Commissioner Rauschenberger, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me back. Doing well.
Fantastic. Well, the Supreme Court obviously has settled this issue, which has been debated and discussed for a long time. I suppose you got to start at some time, right? So you've managed to get things rolling and get this formalized of the 1st of October?
Yeah, Scott. So we've been when this issue started going to the Supreme Court from South Dakota, we took the initiative to start working ahead. And, you know, whether it's staff getting together and discussing how do we execute after the Supreme Court if and when they were to overturn the physical presence rule, you know, moving forward, trying to figure out how we work with online retailers. We'd been working on that for months leading up to late June when the Supreme Court made their decision and made the law of the land that states can require online retailers to collect and remit sales tax. So we were ready to go that day, and we want to make sure we went with an October 1 date, as, you know, really our neighboring states and many other states have done, to basically have the online retailers have a date to shoot for, saying, if you're not signed up by this date, you're going to start to see the same penalties and interest that your regular brick-and-mortar retailers have if they aren't collecting and remitting tax. So basically, we have this date, and we have this date that we're going with October 1. Again, that's what a lot of other states are doing, and that is basically kind of that line in the sand that this gives you a little time for the online retailers to get their systems ready to get going and start collecting and remitting that tax, so we can start getting that into the general fund, and frankly, you know, that will start capturing some of the tax for the online shopping season too. And that's a big time for us in North Dakota and the 45 states that have a sales tax, because that is the law of the land, and we want to make sure that we have that level playing field for the brick and mortar versus the online retailers, and that's basically our policy going forward.
How do you know who's selling into North Dakota?
Well, one of the things that we've done is, and I've talked very openly about, you know, us 45 states that have sales tax. You know, this is a new arena. We have different methods of compliance where, you know, whether it's advertising in the state, you know, first of all, the likely top 1,000, and we have the list of the likely the top 1,000 online retailers, and we're working through that list. So the vast majority of sales into North Dakota are occurring from those large online retailers, you know, that we know. We've already had a number of them voluntarily start collecting after this ruling was made. So some of them are in the door. I'm not saying that October 1, that a number of them haven't got in the door, but some are starting to comply. Some are starting to call us, register, and get in the door. But when we look at all of those that haven't yet, the likelihood of the volume of sales where they'd have to start collecting and remitting sales tax occurs really with those larger retailers. So we're looking at those top 1,000 national retailers. We have that list. We're looking at trade organizations. And this isn't unlike what we do now with regular retailers that may have a small physical presence but have a lot of sales into the state. You know, we look at advertising, we look at those trade organizations, who's kind of coming to the state to, you know, maybe for a day or two to make some sales. And we're always going to be continually developing our compliance efforts as we get more used to this online sales. And we're in the same boat as those 45 other sales tax states. And also we work with what's called the Multi-State Tax Commission, which we have been for decades, that can audit larger national companies on behalf of a number of states. So they don't have to deal with 12 states individually. They'll work with this one entity, MTC, and they'll do an audit on behalf of our states, and they can go in and look at where they're selling.
I have a sense that amount of online sales, you know, is growing by leaps and bounds month over month. I mean, do you have any idea where it currently stands?
Right, and that's one of the things I talk about a lot, and that's a great point, is the annual growth of online sales is really a double digit growth when you think about the nation, and I'm not speaking to North Dakota specific. I'm just talking nationally. When you see those online sales statistics, they're growing, you know, 10 to 15% per year. That's huge. When you think that pie gets bigger every year, and every year it's growing 10-15%, that there's some overall growth in the economy that's figured in that, but a lot of that means a decrease in your brick and mortar sales, and it's shifting to online. And that's one of the reasons why I think the Supreme Court did this, is that they said this is the way things are going. Technology has improved the ability to make these sales on one side of the coin, but it's also diminished the burden on the other side with technology advancements. So when you think about that growth, it is one of the large, I mean, it is the growth retail sector. And that's why I think the Supreme Court said this is the time to do it. It was time to overturn the old physical presence rule because it was creating loopholes across the nation, frankly. And they said that even in the opinion. It was creating loopholes. And now, you know, we're going to be working with other states to make sure that online retailers are complying to the best of their ability, just like we do with our brick and mortar businesses in North Dakota.
30 seconds for this answer, but do you get a sense this is popular with consumers? I don't think they're probably going to like to pay more tax, are they?
Well, here's the thing. I think 10 years ago, I think the opinion has changed a bit. I think there's more education in the sense that, you know, this tax was always owed. This was a tax that was always owed. So if you even went and if you drove to Minnesota, bought clothing that no tax was levied on, they don't have a sales tax on clothing, and brought it back, that actually you owed that 5% state sales tax on that. And I think folks understand more that that tax always was owed, and I think on a transactional basis, it's a little more nebulous, and I don't think there's as much attention paid to it like property and income tax. But I haven't heard a lot of kickback.
Short break. I have to run, but Todd is going to continue the conversation with Ryan Rauschberger. Mark and Bismarck has a question, so Mark, you're first when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Before the hour, 701-258-0551, 800-228-0550 is the troops are lined up awaiting Trump's arrival at Windsor Castle, and the Queen is standing by. Meanwhile, standing by right now, North Dakota Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger. Mark from Bismarck has a question. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Ryan. Hey, once in a while I'll sell some small stuff on Bizman Online or maybe eBay. Is there going to be a time where I'm going to have to worry about collecting sales tax for those types of transactions?
Well, Mark, that's a great question, and one we get a lot. If the rule that we run by is one, casual sales, so if it's like if it's your own stuff that you're selling, like at a rummage sale, that is considered a casual sale, and you don't have to collect intermittent sales tax. But if you're quote unquote in the business of selling, so if you're buying inventory and you have inventory that you're selling on Bizman, then you would be required. So if you're in the act of regularly selling inventory to make money, I would say yes. But if it's just your own garage.
No,
you do not. So like when you go around to garage sales or if you're in Bizman, just because you're in Bizman does not mean that you have to collect and remit sales tax. If it's what we consider like your casual sale, it's your own. So you've already paid tax on that when you bought it.
Right.
And we don't ever assess tax on something twice. So I would say, okay. I would say in that case, no. But there are instances where you have people on Bizman, and we've dealt with this before, that are actively buying and selling inventory.
Sure.
Who may or may not be, but probably they may or may not be collecting remitting sales tax, but probably should be, because then they're competing with, you know, folks on Main Street, who are collecting and remitting. So that's kind of where we draw the line.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Texter wants to know why North Dakota collects tax on used items, such as store items, used car, used furniture, etc. Tax has been paid on them previously.
Well, that is a good point. And in a sense that if you're in the business of selling, so the instance, if you are actually in the business of actively selling, say furniture, even if it is used furniture, that would be an instance if you're buying that as inventory and then actually going out and selling, you know, lightly used furniture and you're competing with someone. It's more if you're in the act of selling that as a business. Then you would have to collect your mid-sales tax again. And with used cars, that's very, very typical across the nation because that's technically not a sales tax, even though it's 5%.
That's an excise tax, right?
It's an excise tax, which basically means If it's a title transfer tax, and I'm getting in the weeds a little bit, but basically whenever that title transfers, you owe that, and it's more of an excise tax than a sales tax, which are defined differently, have different rules. But that, because you have this active resale market in cars, it's treated a little differently in the sense that you have that excise tax whenever a title is transferred. So, again, in the weeds a bit.
It is. Well, it is, but it's a fair question, though.
Yeah, no, and, it's a great question that doesn't get discussed a lot, but it's an important question because motor vehicle excise tax is one of our larger general fund tax types.
Oh, yeah.
And because you think about all the truck sales and all the, you know, out west that's grown over the years, we have a huge amount of vehicle sales for a state our size, which so makes it very important to our sales tax base, or really a general fund tax base.
Get your best glove on here for catching this curveball. Did you manage to get the income tax from the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters who were paid to protest in North Dakota?
No, and that, you know, that's a great question. And you know, we've had some projects to look at that. We've talked about that on the show many times. We will just, where I'll leave it is, the entities who were paying the protesters are really good at what they do in the sense that we know that there were instances of compensation, but when you're paying somebody to go protest via in a method, whether it's cash or debit cards where there's no paper trail, it gets really tough.
No doubt.
A paper trail. So we've done some work and projects, and me personally even looking into it, to assess income tax. The other side of it is we have one of the lowest income taxes in the nation, and allocating too much time to something that doesn't generate a lot of revenue is something that, you know, we have to be careful about too.
Well, and like I say, it's just impossible to be able to catch it. North Dakota Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger. Ryan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Anytime. Just about the end of the show, but we got to squeeze this in. What do you think about this? It's thinking. Seriously? There we go.
President Trump on Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrat agenda.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution. The Democrats are always fighting against funding for the military and funding for law enforcement. So a vote for any Democrat in November is a vote for Schumer, Pelosi, and Maxine. Democrats want open borders. Heidi voted in favor of the deadly, very, very dangerous, horrible sanctuary cities. Heidi and every single Democrat voted against against our tax cuts. You need a senator who doesn't just talk like they're from North Dakota, but votes like they're from North Dakota, and that is Kevin Cramer.
That one just might cut through the clutter out there. Pretty makes the point pretty crystal clear, don't you think? Let us know what's on your mind anytime at 1-855-200-1776. Option one. Have a great day.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.